On the ticket hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, fresh off a victory in Miami. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Blame me for Katrina.
It's not funny.
I think that's pretty funny there.
No, it's not.
Well, congratulations.
Hold on. Yes, and I want the victory parade to go right on Houston, then a hard left right there onto Elm Street, and then right on down to the AAC where I can put that Lombardi trophy over my head in front of Mark Cuban's.
You planning a parade for what?
Well, you just like to, you know, plan for eventualities and certainties.
You're 3-7.
Yeah, but the way I figured, if we can just win two more games, we can win the division.
Maybe.
I tell you what, I always like going down there to that Miami.
Do you?
I love it. Love it, because they got the best strip clubs and restroom nookie waitresses in the country.
You need to be staying away from that.
I always place my Craigslist ad early for them games.
Oh, man.
Well, it was so good.
For a slutty harlot for NFL executive. That's what I put on my...
You shouldn't be so specific.
Yes, I'm taking your questions now.
Well, okay. How happy were you to see your quarterback
back? Very happy. Yeah. I was very happy. It was good to have Tony back. You know, he's my hero. Mm-hmm. And when he threw that early ill-advised interception, I thought, boy, it's great to have him back.
Yeah.
But he did some good things, too, and we're happy about that. And not just Tony having a good game now. Darren McFadden had a great day for us yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Look at that. George, another quality Arkansas edition managed right on to our team by the general manager.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. I'll
give you credit for that one, yeah. And you did say he would run well earlier this year.
I told you. Yeah. And you doubted me. You doubted me.
Well, I do doubt you from time to time, but you were right.
You betrayed me.
Here's another thing.
You betrayed me. Just like that Dan Campbell. He betrayed me by coaching against me in a game.
Well, you didn't hire him. The Dolphins gave him a job.
Oh. Well, to be honest, I didn't even remember who Dan Campbell was.
Yes, he did play tight end for you.
Yeah, Gene had to remind me who he was. You know, all them white guys look the same to me.
And you were right about this, too. Tony Romo truly is a miracle.
He's a miracle, isn't he?
Yeah.
Tony's a miracle. Just like I told you on that drunk video that I didn't want to get out.
Right.
And even our locker room head case caught a touchdown pass yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That Dez Bryant, the monkey owner.
Yeah, Bryant.
He and that dumbass Terrence Williams, though, got a slap for that silly celebration penalty.
Yeah.
What was that? Looked like they were sniffing their own armpits or something. I didn't understand that hip-hop dancing.
Yeah, that's a new move. I don't know what that move's about. I've seen a lot of players do that lately.
What are hip-hop dancing?
We don't have time to explain it to you right now.
Hey, have you noticed that without his helmet, Cole Beasley looks sort of like a 1970s cigarette print ad?
A little bit.
Just a little observation for you. Free
okay.
charge.
All right.
Free
Thank
charge.
You. Thank you.
And it was nice to see Rolando McClain steal the ball from the Dolphins on that interception early mm-hmm. in the game, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Especially since he's been stealing money from me for the first half of the season.
Ragonk.
Ragonk. Ragonk.
He was a Ragonk force.
We're big fans of TC over here at Valley Ranch. We are.
Are
I
you
didn't
really?
Think I'd ever hear that.
Wow.
Speaking of Valley Ranch, I had to straighten out old machine gun couch this week.
Oh, you did? Yeah, we heard you had a talk with him.
We did. I got him in a room, and let's just say got pretty hairy in there. Pretty
yeah.
hairy.
Mm-hmm.
I had to rough him up pretty good.
Rough him up?
Oh, yeah. I had Steven hold him back while I just went to town punching on his belly.
Wow.
Just hitting Greg Hardy body shot after body shot, hitting him as hard as I can, really working him over. And
wow.
Jerry Jr. was standing by with his Buzz Lightyear walkie-talkie, ready to call in Spalding and Roosevelt in case Greg Hardy retaliated. But he didn't punch back. You know what he did after I unloaded about 24 fistfuls of Jerry Rage on him?
What?
He just laughed.
Oh, wow, that's creepy.
I'm standing there with two broken hands, and he's laughing. So I really got even madderer.
Uh-huh.
And so I threw him on my Johnny Walker futon.
Oh, gosh.
You've got one of those, huh?
Of course I do. And he just laughed again. So I signaled Jerry Jr., and he used his walkie-talkie, and Roosevelt and Spalding came running in,
mm-hmm.
and Greg threw Spalding through the skylight and broke Roosevelt's clavicle in 40 places.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Terrible.
It was horrible. And poor Roosevelt, I dropped him from health coverage just last year. And I got a cutting move. So he's down at Parkland right now.
Oh, well, that's awful.
It was, but I tell you what, we got a win. That's one win. We only need two more. Let's count them, Cowboys.
I think
one,
mean...
two, gonna win.
I think he's confused because the Giants have five wins.
Yeah.
So.
I guess he figures they're just going to stay there.
Yeah.
All right, that's Jerry from Valley Ranch. It